Will, my cue card girl, has told me we're out of time, so there's one more song we need. If you could do Don't Let Me Down.
Don't Bring Me Down.
Don't Bring Me Down, sorry. Excellent. That would be the wrong band. That would be the wrong band, yes. Don't Bring Me Down.
Okay.
Please.
Oh, please. You've got it right. You've been great all night, so you can't have a slip.
I see that.
Don't Bring Me Down was a strange one. I annoyed everybody again in the old group because I'm just playing bang, 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 bang for like 4 minutes. Bang, 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 just to get the thing going. To a drum beat off another song, which was bum, splat, bum, bum, splat, bum, splat. So I put it through a load of compressors and made it like, make them big and ugly and like, it worked great, and I started putting basses onto it and more. I think I put 6 pianos on, which when I now realise, I've learnt a lot more since then. It's no different from having 1 piano because they're all perfectly in tune. They're all the same tuning, so you can't even hear the difference. Oh, it's enough getting big, isn't it? No, it isn't, actually. Sounds exactly the bloody same as it did 5 hours ago. Anyway, finally, when I started putting guitars on, it started to get really big, you know, down, 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 all that kind of stuff. And I thought of these very silly words, and that was how that happened. And I just wanted a silly one. And it works so well because every time we play in I think it's Madison Square Garden, Bruce Willis is always there. So he's right by the front, and we go, "Don't bring me down, Bruce." And they all point at him, the band do, in the audience. And he's ever so sweet. He's a lovely guy. And he really enjoys having it said to him. Bruce? Yeah, that Bruce. Well, because, you know, it's not really Bruce on the song either. It's Gruß. It's Gruß. It's a German word. I don't know why I just shouted a thing in the hole in the song because I thought there's got to be something that goes there. And there wasn't, so I just shouted this silly word. And the engineer says, "How do you know that?" I said, "What?" And he said, "Gruß, that means greetings in German." Oh, that's weird. But anyway, everybody, when we went to play it, everybody sang Bruce. So I said, "Bollocks to this. I'm singing Bruce and all." I didn't want to be an odd man out, you know, with all those 10,000 people singing Bruce and me singing Gruce. I don't think so.
That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Lynne. Jeff Lynne, CLO.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO. This is day 8 about their 8th studio album, Discovery. Came out in 1979. This was their first number one album in the UK. 5 hit singles. A lot of disco on this album. One interesting factoid. In one of his earliest jobs, comedian/actor Brad Garrett, who played Ray Romano's brother on Everybody Loves Raymond, he's the guy on the back cover in the Middle Eastern garb and the turban, a member of the palace guard drawing his scimitar. That's Brad Garrett. All right, let's get into this album, Discovery. The album opens with a song called Shine a Little Love. It's nice to hear it kick in at about 30 seconds with some heavy guitar, but it very quickly goes into a disco groove. I like the bridge, but the chorus sucks. So there are elements of the song that I like, and the production is great, but overall, I don't really like this song. You shine a little love. Tonight we're gonna run so long. second song on the album is called Confusion, a pretty good pop song, a bit too dominated by whatever those keyboards are. I would say the production on this song is too much, but there are great parts, some very nice melodies, so I do like it. Third song on the album is called Need Her Love, a nice ballad. I hear a bit of George Harrison in this, also a bit of the Bee Gees. You know, as I've said before, ELO, some of the songs could be very derivative and like a combination of influences or styles, but always with this big bombastic production. This song is kind of just there. I'm not really into it. Side one ends with a song called The Diary of Horace Wimp, which is a pretty dumb song. I wrote that it's like the Bee Gees on acid with guest appearances from a drunk Paul McCartney. He was sorry. He'd have to hurry out to the bus. Tuesday. Horace, what's so sad? He'd never had a girl that he could care for. And if it was late once more, he'd be out. Uh-oh. Don't be afraid. Just knock on the door. Well, he just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a voice from above said, Horace, please. This is your life.
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two opens with a song called Last Train to London. Total disco. Melodic at times, but I don't like it. It was 9:29 at night. 9:29 Backstreet Big City. The sun was going down. There was music all around. It felt so right. It was one of those nights. One of those nights when you feel the world stop turning. You were standing there. Up next on side two, a song called Midnight Blue, a moody ballad. I hear some solo John Lennon. It's really just another of these songs. ELO have quite a few songs like this, these kind of moody ballads that never really hit with a nice hook or a big melody. So amongst all the ELO songs that sound like this, this one doesn't stand out. So much more. And I see you in midnight blue. I see you crying now. You found a lot of pain. And what you're searching for can never be the same. But what's the difference? 'Cause they say what's in a name. And I see you. Third song on side two is a song called On the Run. It's okay, it's an upbeat rocker, but very poppy. Great melodies, a pretty good chorus. So this is my favorite song on the album so far. That being said, I certainly wouldn't rank this as one of the better ELO songs. Next song is called Wishing. It's a shitty disco ballad or white British R&B. Whatever this is, I don't know, but I don't like it. Right, and the album ends with a song called Don't Bring Me Down. Jeff Lynne described this song as a great big galloping ball of distortion. Quote, I wrote it at the last minute because I felt there weren't enough loud ones on the album. This was just what I was after. Became their second highest charting hit in the UK, peaking at number 3, and their biggest hit in the United States up to this point, peaking at number 4. On Billboard. The drum track on this song is actually a tape loop of a drum part from On the Run, from the song On the Run, looped and slowed down. And the song ends with the sound of a door slamming, which according to Jeff Lynne was a metal fire door at Musicland Studios being slammed. So yeah, this song has a huge sound. It's like a battering ram. And now I have to be objective about this since I've heard it so many times, but yes, this is a very cool song, very well done, and impossible to resist. What happened to the girl I used to know? You let your mind out somewhere down the road. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
Open your eyes and hear the magic. Xanadu. It's a love story about a boy and girl from two very different worlds whom no one can keep apart.
All right, so while we're at it, let's talk about the next year after this album. ELO have some original material on the soundtrack for the Olivia Newton-John film Xanadu, basically her follow-up to Grease. So Olivia Newton-John is riding the wave of Grease. Olivia performs a lot on the soundtrack, but we've got some great original songs from Electric Light Orchestra as well on that soundtrack, which came out in 1980. So wanted to talk about those songs quick because this is some of ELO's best stuff, actually. So there's four just strictly Electric Light Orchestra songs. Jeff Lynne wrote Xanadu, but Olivia Newton-John sings that. So I'm just going to talk about the strictly ELO songs on Xanadu, beginning with a song called I'm Alive, which is a really good ELO pop song with a driving beat and very nice melodies. I'm alive, and the world's shining for me today. I'm alive, suddenly I am here today. Seems like forever, the day. Thought I would never come this way. Up next on the Xanadu soundtrack from ELO, we get a song called The Fall, which has a quiet verse and then a big bridge and chorus and absolutely killer hooks. So this is a great, great song. I see. Up next by ELO from Xanadu, a song called Don't Walk Away. This is a big, fist-clenched, singing-to-the-sky ballad, but derivative and pretty boring. And the last strictly ELO song on Xanadu is a song called All Over the World. And this was a huge hit. This is another of those ubiquitous ELO songs, but obviously an excellent pop song with amazing production. So three of these ELO songs from Xanadu are just some of their best material. So didn't want to forget about those as we go through the ELO discography. Got some great songs on Xanadu as well. Now the verdict for the Discovery album, not a good album. Really would have benefited from having the songs that ended up in Xanadu on it. I like Confusion. Of course, Don't Bring Me Down. It's one of their classic songs. And On the Run, from which the drums of Don't Bring Me Down came, that's a pretty good song. But Discovery is one of their weaker albums, in my opinion. So let's hope things get better tomorrow when we talk about the next album, Time. Everybody walking down the street. Everybody moving to the beat. They only get half down in the USA. Day by day. Day by day. Chance you gotta take. Price you gotta pay. Day by day. 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 Day by day.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.